When we think about endangered species, we tend to think about animals. Polar bears, blue whales, the now extinct dodo. But there are actually hundreds and hundreds of endangered plants on the list. Now, an obscure little herb that grows on a single mountain range in Utah is highlighting the ongoing fight over which plants and animals should be listed, and who should make that decision, the feds or the states. Nate Hedgie reports on the tale of the Ostler's pepper plant.
So I'm hiking up this dirt road in the San Francisco mountains, out in southwestern Utah. And if it wasn't for this road, you wouldn't even think anybody lives here. There's some sagebrush and about nothing else. You can't see any houses, anything else like that. This is about as remote as it gets.
Okay, normally this is the part of the story where I keep hiking up these mountains and show you the pepper plant. What it looks like, what it smells like, stuff like that. But I can't, because as I round a bend in the muddy road, I run into an old rusty gate with a no trespassing sign on it. See, the pepper plant lives on private land that's been leased by mining companies for a really long time. In fact, these mountains were once home to the richest silver mine in the world. The bonanza started back in 1875. It died down decades ago, but there are still a handful of gravel mines here, and an Australian company recently announced it had found some high-grade copper in these mountains. And this is where the plight of our pepper plant makes its debut. See, for years, Western Republican lawmakers have argued the states should play more of a role in deciding just what gets on the endangered species list. Listen to Utah Congressman Rob Bishop in a committee hearing last year.
States should have a role in the recovery rather than being ignored by the federal government.
And it seems the Trump administration isn't ignoring them. In 2017, it issued new guidance urging federal scientists to get a second opinion from the states when deciding whether to list a plant or an animal. But depending on who you talk to, this may have been a big step back for the pepper plant. See, for years, the feds saw the herb as a candidate for listing. They thought that mining was a big threat to it. Utah has a different take.
It's unlikely that they would be totally wiped out as a result of either gravel or metal mining.
That's Peter Brinton. He's a scientist with the Utah State Agency that regulates mining. And yeah, he gets it. Rare plants growing on land leased by mining companies doesn't look good, especially when a mining company just announced it found high-grade copper there. But Brinton says to take that announcement with a big grain of salt.
Mining companies, they're looking for investment, and mining is high risk.
In other words, just because something is found doesn't mean it's worth the price to dig up. Brinton is happy the feds reached out to the state on this. He says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service might know plants, but
They just haven't studied mining, and so that's where our agency can step in and provide some additional needed perspective.
I don't know how they could have come to the conclusion that mining wasn't an impact.
This is Tony Freites, and he is baffled.
How can that not be a threat?
We're sitting in Freites' office in the suburbs of Salt Lake City, and when he's not working his day job as a computer programmer, Freites is co-chair of the Utah Native Plant Society. It's a conservation group dedicated to saving rare plants, and Freites is probably one of only a handful of people in the world who's actually seen the Ostler's pepper plant. He pulls out a blue book and shows me pictures.
They're quite pretty, actually. So the pepper plant has sort of these whitish, yellowish.
Freites worries that all the digging and dust from potential future mining in the area could push the pepper plant closer to extinction.
And so this next question is going to be super blunt, but why should we care? I mean, like some plant that's growing on some limestone 200 miles away from here, you know? Like, why does that matter?
Sure. And that's often the question that's asked. And
it's hard to answer. But he says the fact is we exist because of plants, from the oxygen we breathe to the food we eat. And while the pepper plant may seem insignificant, we've only known about it since 1980.
And people don't realize that our knowledge about these things are still not at the level that it needs to be in terms of knowing what we might be destroying without even realizing it.
Think the foxglove and heart medicine, or willow bark and aspirin. That aside, Noah Greenwald says the state's advice to the feds is an example of bad politics bleeding into good science.
They didn't just give them information about mining. They advocated for a particular position, and Fish and Wildlife Service rolled over.
Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity, a nonprofit conservation group. His organization is preparing to litigate in defense of the pepper plant. And what this all means for the scrappy little herb is unknown. After all, it survived the last mining bonanza. Maybe it'll survive the next. Or maybe it'll go the way of the dodo. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Salt Lake City, Utah.